Hello, and welcome to Dirty Lazy Girl, a podcast that believes rules are made to be broken.
And you don't have to be perfect to be successful. Hello, I'm Stephanie Laska, best-selling author of the book series Dirty Lazy Keto. And this here is my best friend and dog walking partner of 8 years.
I'm Dr. Tamara Snezek, professor of sociology, but you might also call me the Dirty Lazy Consigliere, as I was the very first friend, number one, to sign up for the Dirty Lazy Facebook support group, which is now over 150,000 members, Stephanie. Woo-woo!
Woo! That's what I'm talking about.
Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Girl Podcast. So I have a question to start our topic off this morning.
What is it? What's going on?
Does my butt look big in these pants?
What? What did you just ask me?
It's what I always ask my husband, who, quite frankly, can't answer it really correctly.
So does my butt look big is like a loaded question?
It's a totally loaded question. Okay. And why do I even ask that?
I don't know. Am I the only one that thinks that sometimes? I did not know that we all were asking that in our closets.
We are. I think this whole episode, at least I'm hoping we can talk about positive self-esteem.
Okay, let's do it.
How we can like our butt without having to ask everybody.
I don't want Tamara to have to ask, does my butt look big every time she's getting ready to leave the house?
So Stephanie, where does your body image, where is it? And do you struggle with that?
You know what, Tamara, I'd be lying if I said I didn't. I think everybody in America, from the time they start breathing, starts to worry. Yeah. You know how they look and what other people think of them.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty honest, right?
Absolutely. I think especially as women, we get really wrapped up in that.
I agree.
Like too much of our self-esteem.
It's a problem.
And it causes negative consequences for it.
For sure.
I mean, okay, I'll share some of mine.
I'd love to hear it. Tell me. Tell the truth.
And you know that
this is a safe place.
Well, you've heard.
I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours.
Okay. And you've heard this one before.
Okay.
Which is, I'm very self-conscious about the way I look. Certain things. Like, you remember my struggle to wear sleeveless clothing.
Hey, that's a big deal.
I was like,
tank tops are frightening.
Yes. I wouldn't wear them until, like, I'm 51. And it wasn't until the last year, 50. It took me like, well, in my 20s, I was okay with it because I was thinner and I had these, you know, didn't have all that chicken wing flab, whatever.
Or bingo arms.
Yes.
Whatever. That we all have.
Yes. Bingo.
Hello.
So.
Flapping away.
Yes.
Tank top arms.
Yes. And so I was like, honestly, it would be, and we live in the Central Valley that gets up to like 100, you know, 15 degrees. You're dying.
Literally.
And here I am.
Yeah.
With my sleeves, running and exercising.
With long sleeves, yes. Long pants. Yes. I'm like, girl, what are you wearing? She's like, I'm fine. It's cold out.
Honestly, it's that kind of thing. Like, I won't wear certain things. Wearing a swimsuit, that's like, a trauma. Like, I dread it. I'm worried about it. Just trying on swimsuits is like a really horrible off. I'm like in a bad mood for the whole rest of the day after trying.
The struggle is real.
Well, because you go in there and I don't look anything like, you know,
the website
image.
Said yeah. It was supposed to look.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. The swimsuit models are not, I'm not even close. I've got dimples and cellulite and, you know, muffin top this and that. And so it's really, it can feel bad. So some of the negative effects are I don't do things. I don't wear things that I want to wear, but I'm just too self-conscious about it. And sometimes it stops me from doing things that I want to do.
Right.
I mean, well, like going swimming is one. Another one is I have been wanting to do a triathlon. And
is there something holding you back related
yes.
to the
well,
way you look
a lot
in
the of
triathlon?
Things.
Or why do you
it's
say
a,
that?
But it's with a lot with my body, not just the way it looks, because you have to wear a swimsuit or a wetsuit. First of all, I'm like, they probably don't even make wetsuits for me, like because they don't. I'm not the body of the stereotypical athlete, so that's one. I worry about that, and then I worry about, you know, feeling like this big body on a bicycle, and then I worry about I'm just slow. Like I'm not going to be like this felt person who's going to, you know, run 6-minute miles or anything. I faced that in running, and I've gotten used to that, but I was very self-conscious in running also. But for whatever reason, triathlon, it combines not just all my fears with running, but then having to be in a swimsuit.
That's a big one. That's like the ultimate terror of all women.
Yes.
So it sounds like just body image in general is a challenge for you.
Yes.
It sounds like it's affecting areas of your life.
It is.
And making you feel like you might live a bigger life if that's something that you were to tackle or even improve on.
Yes. I don't like it holding me back. And I don't like feeling negatively about my body and worrying about it and putting so much energy and just be like, wishing I was something else.
Well, no one wants to feel that way.
No. What about you?
Well, when you were talking about the swimsuit thing, I bet everybody listening can empathize with that.
Yeah.
I was thinking about when I was in my 20s, I remember, the first of many times I lost weight, right?
Yeah.
And gained it back.
Yeah.
Because that's every woman's struggle.
Exactly.
But I had lost a bunch of weight and I thought I looked great. I was at my goal weight and I was pretty young in my 20s and I was on a vacation with a bunch of other people who will remain nameless in case they're listening. But I remember feeling really proud and I was wearing a two-piece, which I think was the first two-piece I'd ever worn. And I was in my 20s, right? So the skin had bounced back.
Yeah.
Like, things are good.
You're smoking
20s.
Hot.
You can look great. If you're in a two-piece in your 20s, doesn't matter. Yeah. You look better than the way I look now. But that family or that person, I gave it away. But that person on my trip said, wow, you look great. Maybe try some sit-ups. That'll help tighten up your stomach.
They did not.
They did.
That is the rudest thing.
And I think they were trying to be nice and helpful.
I don't know. Maybe they're projecting their own insecurities onto
you. I don't know
what
was going on, but Tamara,
because why would you tell something like
that? Why would you say that to someone who just lost a bunch of weight and is wearing a swimsuit?
Oh, I would be devastated by that.
It was devastating.
Yeah.
That and would I don't want to harp on all the negativity of that, but for me, that was probably my bottom moment, kind of like what you're sharing in terms of body image.
Yeah.
I felt really, really crappy about myself.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you're worrying about a stomach issue that you didn't even know you had,
right?
Apparently.
I didn't even feel like I had a stomach issue.
No. Apparently.
And I was like, damn, where's my cover-up?
Yeah.
Put something over me.
And
so
that,
I can relate. I think we've all been there.
And sometimes, you and I, the good thing about you and I is that we haven't let us stop us from doing quite a bit of exercise. I know it stops me from doing a triathlon, but it hasn't stopped me from doing other things, which is good. But then sometimes when you're exercising too, that can bring it on too. Like, I'll compare myself. I was so embarrassed at my boot camp class. This was just last night or yesterday morning. Sorry. We had to run around this like a quarter mile. I was dead last. Dead last. And I could feel it like bothering me. And I had to stop and say, look, they're all 20.
Yeah.
They're like 25.
I
I'm
check
50.
You out in that class.
I know.
Doing boot camp.
I know. The
running around the track.
The fact that I could run.
Yeah.
And I wasn't keeping up totally, and I was last, but you know what? I wasn't that far behind. I didn't get lapped. I took pride in that. But still, even just doing exercise sometimes can bring something like that on. It can come from anywhere, I guess.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, the truth is, I think we all suffer from body image issues.
Yes.
No matter what our size, no matter what our age, it doesn't matter if you're young or old, it doesn't matter what size you are.
Yeah.
Some of us really struggle with it. And so our goal today was to maybe uncover some dirty, lazy methods that have worked for us or that are working or that we're trying out with the hope that we can heal ourselves in a way that our life isn't limited.
Exactly.
We want to live the bigger life, and we want our listeners to maybe try some of these techniques out and also share what you're doing at home that's helping you feel better about yourself and the way you look.
Let's do it. I need it.
I need this for me.
We
all do, right?
Yeah.
I'm willing to try anything.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, what do you think we should do?
Well, have you found anything that's actually helping? Because, I've heard a couple of situations that are not helping.
Yes.
So what is helping you? Like, what makes you feel better about the way you look?
Well, for sure. And as a sociologist, too, this kind of taps into, I know a lot of it comes from media, mass media, and Instagram, TVs and movies and magazines. And so I think one thing I've done lately is try to cut some of those out. Like, if I'm at a, if I belong to some Facebook group, and there's just a bunch of really thin people obsessing about their weight. And I was on this running one and they had a whole discussion about how to get rid of cellulite. And I was like getting really depressed. I was like, yeah. It's genetic. I think 95% of cellulite is, there's nothing you can do. And yet everybody's like starving themselves and doing these like crazy workouts to try to reduce the cellulite. And I said, you know what? I'm going to quit. I'm going to unsubscribe myself from that. Cause I don't want to hear about how bad my cellulite is.
Right.
So
you took it upon yourself to show some limits and say, yes. You know what, this social media account or thread or whatever isn't working for me. I'm going to take myself out of it.
Yes. So just trying to, So just trying to be aware of when I'm on those websites or, in those groups, I have to say, okay, it's making me feel bad and just stop. And then do the opposite. Start joining more that are body positive. And I have to say, we are.
Because that's like easy to do. I mean, we can all on our phones unsubscribe from something or follow a new thread or join a new group. That's an easy fix.
Yes.
Or not a fix, but something you can do to help.
And we're living in like an amazing time where there's a lot of really accessible body positive ones that you can join that I didn't have when I was a kid. Like,
no.
I was an out.
We had Teen Beat people.
Teen Magazine. How unhealthy was that?
With Ralph Macchio on the cover.
Yes.
That is all we had.
Mine was, maybe I'm older, is Sean. No. What was Sean? Oh my gosh, I'm forgetting his name.
Oh, that's so sad.
Cassidy.
The feebleness has set in.
David Cassidy.
Oh, no.
And Sean Cassidy.
That's really old.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
But yes, and those were terrible. But there's not, like, now there's a couple of, like, people I follow who are, like Myrna Valerio. Do you know her?
Mm-mm.
She is a plus size runner and she runs like ultra marathons. Like we're talking 50 miles. She is amazing and she celebrates her body. It's given me so much more positivity about my own abilities and she's not like super fast. So
finding a role model and a social media outlet that supports positive body image and it helps you feel better about yourself.
Yes.
I love that. I absolutely encourage everybody to take that advice. You talked a little bit about exercise, and I wanted to share for myself, from my own experience. I found to improve my self-esteem is just regularly engaging in exercise that makes me feel good about myself. And when I say that, I mean not just all exercise, not just all activity, but really narrowing it down to stuff that I like, that I feel good.
Not that makes you feel punished, because sometimes exercise. I'm doing it because I'm punishing myself I have this flaw and I need to fix it.
Well, I can tell you a story. Okay. Like, I remember first joining the gym and feeling like I had to get my money's worth.
Yeah.
And so I would try to go to some of the classes because I thought that sounded fun, high energy, other healthy people.
Yeah.
But I felt really bad about the way I looked when I was in those classes. So a suggestion I have, or something that I've learned for myself, is to do things at the gym that actually make me feel good. And that involves not doing a class.
Yeah.
I do my own dance. I maybe look weird. I am off in the corner with my little mat. Not literally dancing, but I do my own physical activity, and that's okay. And I feel great about
that's
it.
That's awesome.
And it works.
That's because I like the dance classes.
I hate them. Yeah. Can't dance. Save my life.
Yeah. So don't do them.
So I'm not doing them.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I think that's awesome. And I've taken classes that I don't like. And I'm in there and I'm like, I don't feel good about this particular type of exercise.
No need to punish yourself.
So don't.
Don't do it.
Yeah. I think that's excellent advice. And find what like brings you joy. Like there's certain, I know some of us really hate exercise, and partly because we've had horrible PE teachers that make it punishment, and or you get made fun of and bullied in PE, and or if you're a larger person, you don't feel comfortable in a gym always. But there's something you do, like it's take a hike in nature or bowling, like
for
whatever.
Sure.
There's
tennis, walking,
yoga. Like just the dog walking, which is what we do. It's not like hard exercise, but it's really good for us, don't you think?
I feel great. I mean, we combine some fresh air, some perspective, conversation.
Yeah.
And furthermore, we are away from the kitchen for a good hour.
Exactly.
Okay, that's just being funny. But serious.
But true.
But true. So, Tamara, is there anything outside of physical activity that makes you feel good about your body? Like, not exercise, but is there anything that is helping you? That isn't, like, going to the gym or running?
Yeah. Well, I would say another thing that helps me, and I've tried, this is kind of my woo-woo side.
Ooh, I want to hear the woo-woo.
Yes, woo-woo. So it's like positive affirmations, and
okay.
That's...
so tell me about that.
Yeah, and there's, I've had different suggestions, like you can write things, like leave yourself post-it notes. Like I have one in my office here, a couple of little ones around that say, you know, like breathe and relax, or just... you're great, you're awesome, you're going to do fine today, you know, whatever. Like, I have one behind you that says, she needed a hero, so that's what she became, right? Yeah.
I'll like have to post that in the show notes.
I know. So little notes, or you can, like, verbally say things, like, you know, some suggest you stand in front of a mirror and just start the day off by saying, you know, three positive things about your body or yourself or whatever. You know, those are harder. I feel weird doing those.
Yeah, they're a little funny.
They're a little weird. But supposedly, you know, it's your mind doesn't just change. Like the negativity doesn't just leave.
No, it doesn't. So it's a constant fight.
Yeah, I really feel that way.
And I think that's honest.
Yes.
I think as little girls, you know, we're taught certain things. Yeah. And then we hear on like Oprah or Dr. Oz that we're supposed to overnight change by saying positive things to ourselves.
Love yourself.
Love yourself. Yeah, everything's perfect.
Yeah. You don't just love yourself.
No, like, it doesn't.
It's a work. It's hard work.
Yeah.
It's like a process that takes years. And I'm still working on it.
That's the secret of adulthood.
You find out that this stuff is super hard.
Well, it's and it takes a lot of work. You have to be consistent. Yeah. It doesn't just happen.
No.
It's a routine or, like you said, putting up things around your office or saying things in the mirror.
Yeah.
Or
another
one of mine was to push myself to live outside the box.
Oh.
And I know this sounds kind of woo-woo.
Yeah.
But I've noticed that my self-esteem and my body image, which I feel are almost the same thing.
Yeah.
But when I try new things and I push myself, I feel better about who I am. And then I feel better about the way I look. It's like the inside shines out.
So what have you tried that's kind of pushing yourself that you were like, oh, and then you tried it and it do you have an example?
I have so many.
Oh, okay.
This is a big one.
Okay.
I learned this from Gretchen Rubin. We both listen to a lot about living at, you know, trying new things.
Yeah.
Writing my first book, starting this podcast, starting the Facebook support group was terrifying and putting myself out there. But when I did it, and took those risks and learned how to write a book or learned how to record a podcast.
Yeah.
It made me feel so strong.
Like just doing this podcast with you, we've had our struggles. Like it hasn't been easy.
No.
We've had to learn a lot of new
very difficult
technology. But at the same time, we sit back and we're like, hey, we did this thing.
Right. And it makes you feel good about yourself. Yeah. And it's not just new things like technology or learning a language or traveling.
Yeah.
But it's that living outside your comfort zone, like on vacation, we do hikes.
Yeah.
We do more physical activity, bike rides. I crossed a river with a rope bridge, like just doing crazy boating things and trying stand-up paddle boarding and learning to push myself, my mind and my body, to try new things, to gain more confidence, to feel better about myself.
Yeah.
In which turn I feel better and I look at myself differently.
Wow, I think that's an awesome one, because I don't actually intentionally think of doing that, but maybe that's something to intentionally say. How can I?
But you're doing it. You're the podcast co-host of Dirty Lazy Girl.
Yeah, woohoo!
It's a big deal, though. I mean, I mean, do you feel like confidence in your body and self-esteem are connected?
Yes. And I think that's maybe why, now that I'm thinking about it, maybe that's why I like boot camp so much. Because a lot of people say, why do you do that? It's hard. You know,
it is hardcore.
I can't do a pull-up. But
I'm yelling.
Like, but it's the challenge.
It's early in the morning.
Yes. Yes.
It's like the military.
It is. Like, I can't do a push-up or a sit-up, you know. But the thing is that it is that challenge. Like, afterwards, I'm like, hey, I did this thing. Like,
you're like, I'm a badass.
I am.
And you're the strongest one out of all those young people.
That's what I think, too. Like, both of us have done some running, and that was the thing we always used to... Because it was easy to get down on yourself and say, oh, I'm slow, or I had a bad day, or, you know, I didn't go as many miles as I want. And then you have to say to yourself, you know how many people don't run and can't run?
Yeah.
And yet we're doing this thing.
We're still doing it.
Yeah. So it's
powerful.
Keeping things in perspective helps, you know?
Right.
Like, doing this thing and then really appreciating what a great thing it was.
And acknowledging what it takes physically and mentally.
Yeah.
The fortitude to try those new physical activities or hobbies.
And to go along with that, what really helps when you do those new challenges is to surround yourself with people who are going to support you and lift you up and be body positive.
I love that. Tell me more.
Yeah. Well, I'm so lucky because where I work, the other women there are very body positive. And in fact, I've enlisted them to help me not be negative.
How have you done that?
Yeah, because I'll say, you know, oh, I feel so fat in these jeans or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know,
and do they put up with that nonsense?
Well, I tell them not to. And they
what
don't.
Do they do?
They
what
call
they
me out. They say, Tamara, no.
Uh-uh.
You look gorgeous. Stop it.
I love that.
Yeah, they're
and
amazing.
And you asked them to
I asked
specifically
them to.
For that help?
Yes, I did. And they do it. And they lovingly do it. And they set a role model for me, too, because they don't talk that way about themselves. They actually have a better, you know, or at least they don't verbalize it. So I
they
feel
do that
like,
in secret. No, I'm just kidding.
And they maybe. But it's a positive, like, you know,
so you're setting the tone that when you're at work, it's positive body self-talk, and your friends are going to check you.
Yes, and I know you can't always surround yourself by every body positive person. Like, you know, we all have family members who are terrible, and you can't escape them always. But, you know, control what you can. So if you can pick a group of friends, or if you can pick a Facebook group, if you can't find it, you know, physically, then find a Facebook group, or just like there's like these meetup
find
groups
your people
now. Yeah, like, okay, Yuki,
that's a good example. I have it on my list.
Oh, well, do tell about your
Yuki. I was trying to think about activities that make me feel good about my body that aren't related to, like, does my butt look big in the pants?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, do I look fat in the swimsuit? Like, I was trying to think of other things that my body does that makes me feel good about myself and strong and powerful.
That's not related to beauty.
It's not food.
Yeah.
But it still helps my body self-image. And one of them that Tamara and I discovered early this year, or maybe last year, I don't know. But we started trying to learn the ukulele.
Mm-hmm.
Ukulele.
Ukulele.
I was told it's pronounced
Aloha.
Ukulele. Aloha. So we both have been going to a community group full of senior citizens.
Yes. So
they're
I
so
feel
cute.
First of all, that makes me feel young
know,
and
right?
hot.
We're like super young and fabulous. No offense, ukulele group. But anyway, we are learning and using our body to produce music, and it makes us feel fantastic.
It's so fun.
I feel beautiful there.
I do
too. The sound that my hands
am
dancing and I sing.
Yes, it's very happy.
Ukis
are very happy, like, instruments.
It's a gorgeous sound.
Yeah, like,
well, that's why it's our theme, by the way.
Yes,
y'all heard that.
Yes,
the intro.
It is. Uh-huh. And you know, you know the secret. That is the secret part of our, you know, building our self-esteem is doing these really fun things that make you feel really good about your body. The one I have here is I have listed as fake it till you make it.
Okay.
And here's the deal, because you don't, like you said, you can't just instantly love yourself and instantly exude confidence and, oh, I'll just throw on this bikini and feel wonderful. Okay, it doesn't happen. So I think sometimes if you do the action first, then the feelings follow.
I love that.
So if you just do it, like you said, just take the adventure, take the risk, just wear the sleeveless shirt and
put on the tank top,
people. Yes. Put it on. And, you know, eventually I don't even think about it anymore, right?
Yeah.
Once you get in the habit of wearing, the first couple times I was like, oh my God, they're looking at me, or, you know, like dumb things. Like,
and we're using
looking
that as like a metaphor, but doing the thing that's scary.
Yes.
Doing the thing that feels hard to imagine doing.
So just do it and fake it. And then eventually your feelings won't be faking it anymore. I heard another person say, faith it till you make it, because that sounds not so like phony. But, you know, just have faith in yourself that these feelings will follow and that you really are beautiful, even if you don't, like, feel it inside at the moment. Go out and live it.
Excellent suggestion. Well, my last one, you might have noticed something different about the back of my hair.
Oh, it's raspberry. Uh-huh. Oh, it's beautiful. No, I didn't.
Got a little pink.
How did I miss that?
Pink going on back there.
How did I miss that?
So my last tip is to live authentically. I think as women, we try to be other people too much, too many movie stars and sizes and you know, numbers on a scale and whatnot. But I have found that by living authentically, by trying to dress how I feel and my own personality, I feel better about the way I look. Whether that be my hair color or the weird clothes that I wear, the bright jewelry, or just being myself. And I know that's hard to do when you're young.
Yes,
maybe,
and you may not even know who you are yet.
That's true. But for me, I feel like I'm at a place in my life where I'm ready to embrace who I am and be proud of it, because it makes me feel better about myself. And that matters more to me than anyone else's opinion.
I agree. And it's, and you feel good when you know, like you have a favorite color or like, you know, a little signature style, signature thing that you, that's just like you, oh, that's so Tamara or that's so Stephanie. And it feels really good that you have that. Like you, it makes you unique.
It makes you special. Yeah. And beautiful.
Yeah. I think it's just, it's hard when you get criticism for that or it doesn't fit with whatever current trend is. So you just have to say to yourself, I don't care.
I don't. That's my hack, is that to live authentically, to be who I am.
Yeah.
It makes me feel fantastic.
And if you, and if you're having a hard time doing what you really want, just fake it, and then you'll eventually get the confidence.
Fake it till you make it, Tamara.
That's right.
So, exactly. Tamara, let's close it up with your our hacks.
Okay.
And then we'll ask for our listener feedback.
Okay. This one, my hack, is actually from a professional. My therapist gave me this hack. Ooh. And I do admit I go to a therapist. I couldn't have said that probably a year ago because it was a very shameful thing.
Very brave, being authentic.
Yes, and you know, it's very can be a shameful thing to go to therapy, but it's not. So that's why I'm saying it out loud. But the tip that she gave me, because I have a lot of negative self-talk, right? And so, you know, instead of positive. So her tip was to give your inner mean girl a name.
I like it.
That way it's not you. It's so mine became, you know, my inner.
Yeah, what's she called?
Kitty.
Okay.
Because she also, the therapist.
That's a little dirty and lazy.
Well, no.
I like it.
Well, she also had me, because we do, she was into art therapy, had me draw or paint, because I was painting at the time, paint my inner mean voice. And it was a cat.
Okay.
Because cats, I'm not a cat
person.
They can
be a rawr.
Yeah, they're kind of snooty.
For sure.
And they're kind of judgy.
They are super judgy.
Yeah, and snitty.
A little bit.
Yeah. So
that, sorry for all the cat lovers.
I know.
Out there.
You can tell.
No hate mail. Send it to Tamara.
Dogs, on the other hand. No. But so a cat was like the symbol of my inner mean voice. And okay. So that's why I called my inner mean girl Kitty.
All right. What are we doing with Kitty?
So what I do is like, I have to catch myself like, you know, like getting ready in the morning. Like, oh, I can't wear that. I look gross in that or this and that. I say, I'll stop and I'll say, Kitty, Kitty, you need to calm down. Okay, I hear you, Kitty, but I'm not going to listen to you today. So it sounds a little weird.
Hey, whatever the therapist is telling you, I like it.
Yeah, it helps.
We're thinking outside the box here,
so,
Dirty Lazy Girl. That's the whole point, is that we are full of non-traditional paths to success. And I love your tip, and I love the Kitty suggestion. There she is, on the wall,
people. She has a kitty painting on the wall. You see
She's
my inner mean voice.
The show notes. Well, Tamara, my hack for trying to improve body image, I had two, but my first one seemed kind of cheesy. I don't know. Maybe I'll share it fast.
Oh, like we're beyond cheesy, please.
Okay. All right. I'll go with it. It might sound vain, but this sounds silly, but I used to have a real trouble in the past prioritizing my self-care. And so I would just avoid anything having to do with my appearance.
Yeah.
So something that's helped me along my weight loss journey and my improvement for improving my body image was when I make an appointment, like for health or beauty or the dentist or whatever, I make my next appointment before I leave.
Oh, that's so smart.
So I don't leave the hair lady until I have my next appointment.
Yes.
And it's soon.
Yes.
I don't mess around. So that way I have roots and looking, you know, I got to keep my
Because otherwise you
up.
Won't. If you're like
no,
me.
I won't. Yeah. I won't go. I'll
or
be
I'll
like,
delay
oh,
it.
I don't have any money. I don't have, my kids are more important, whatever.
Yeah.
So I do that.
That's an.
It sounds kind of vain, but it does
I need to follow that more because I don't do that.
It's a silly hack, but it's so
No,
easy.
But then I end up feeling terrible because my hair is shaggy and it's, and I don't have time and.
It works. It's a little hack.
Yes.
And then my other one, which I was struggling because this one sounded deeper. I want to be like Tamara with the woo. But this other one was just, I drive a lot for work. And so I used to talk on the phone to like coworkers and friends and gossip and beep, beep, beep. And a lot of that turned negative because that's what women sometimes do.
Unfortunately.
Sometimes, not us.
Yeah.
But one of my hacks was that I really stopped all those phone calls and I started listening to podcasts.
Oh.
And thanks to Tamara, she taught me what a podcast was, how to find it on my phone. I had no idea that little purple icon was doing something. And just subscribe and download podcasts that are positive, about positive body image, positive self-talk, positive goal setting.
And in fact, we tell each other about, like, you were the one who told me about Happier, which is the Gretchen Rubin one, which really does give you very positive tips and tricks.
Body image, self-talk, all that good stuff.
Yeah. And that's been, podcasts are great.
So that's why we're here. Thanks to Tamara and her love of podcasts, my friends.
So, hey, we need to do our listener feedback.
So what's our question for our listeners out there? What do we want to know?
Well, listener, do you love your body?
Tell us.
Do you have negative self-esteem? What are your struggles?
And furthermore, what are you doing about it? Like, what's working for you? Yeah. We'd love to hear, you know, tell us a story about what technique you're using to improve the way you look, to improve, not improve the way you look, like not makeup, but
the way you feel.
How are you working on making yourself feel better about your body image and yourself?
I can't wait to hear.
So please send us an email at stephanie@dirtylazyketo.com. That's stephanie@dirtylazyketo.com. We would love to share your stories on air, and of course we'll share it anonymously if that's what you prefer.
For joining us on another Dirty Lazy Girl podcast.
Be sure to subscribe and then tell a friend. You can help other Dirty Lazy Girls join in our conversation by rating and reviewing our podcast wherever you're currently listening to your podcasts.
You can get in touch with us on the website dirtylazyketo.com or email us at stephanie@dirtylazyketo.com. Until next time, I'm Tamara Sneezik.
And I'm Stephanie Laska.
Go forth and live your best dirty, lazy girl life.
And remember, you don't have to be perfect to be successful. Until next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.